It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. If you've been listening to WESA, you know Weekend All Things Considered host Michelle Martin is coming to Pittsburgh. NPR presents Going There with Michelle Martin, Reinventing the American City, will be an evening of conversation and performance at the August Wilson Center on March 8th. Joining us now with a preview of the event is All Things Considered host Michelle Martin. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Paul.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Very excited.
We are, too, about your coming here. And I'm curious as to how the Going There concept came to be.
Well, I think it predates me. It predates me that NPR has been interested, as a lot of media organizations have become interested in live events where we actually connect with our audiences in different ways. I think we have all, perhaps even without realizing it, gotten more into kind of a high-touch world where people want to not just experience the work passively, they want to be connected to it. I mean, I think that's what all these social media outlets are all about. You know, it's a way of kind of connecting. It's a two-way conversation now. And I think that the NPR Presents series, which, as I said, predates me, has different iterations. This happens to be mine. I mean, we had a really interesting series on kind of water that traveled the country. It was a kind of a multimedia performance piece, kind of unusual, but innovative and interesting. There's a Family Matters series that travels around talking about matters of, you know, personal finance. And our Going There series, it kind of our catchphrase is it takes the story to the studio. It takes the studio to the community. It's where the story is actually happening. It takes the studio to the story where it's actually happening. And the idea here is to kind of dig in to issues that are both local and national. They're happening in the communities that we tend to go to. But there are also national stories that are happening all over the country. We do these programs in collaboration with the member stations that host them. We come up with the idea together, and then we go ahead with my group and kind of flesh it out into an evening. And it really is a unique experience. It is not the kind of evening, I feel pretty confident in saying, it's just not the kind of typical evening out.
What have the different Going There events been like in the different cities that they've been held in?
They're all different. They all have their different flavor depending on what the topic is and what the vibe is in a particular city, what we're talking about. In Dallas, for example, we talked about the ethics of football. We talked about, you know, everybody knows that, you know, Texas is a football town. Texas is a big football state, and Dallas is a football town. And we had a very interesting and provocative conversation about football. We talked about all the stuff that's on the table. We talked about the health effects issues. We talked about the social effects. We had a wonderful excerpt from a play that digs into where a couple of the characters are former football players, where they're reflecting on what the game meant to them. We had a high school standout who's now playing at Rice. We had a former football player. We had the spouse of a football player, and she brought a whole group of people with her, other wives of retired football players, who told us that they had never really been asked. Nobody ever really asked them how they feel. So they're all different. Like in New Orleans, we talked about education. You know, you may know that New Orleans is considered to be the first school system, major school system in the country that is virtually all charter. And this is a experiment, in air quotes, that has been going on for 10 years now. And a lot of other jurisdictions are looking at New Orleans to see what their experiences have been. It's a very sensitive and emotional issue. And the atmosphere was reflective of that. In Detroit, we talked about an issue similar to what we're going to talk about in Pittsburgh, not quite the same, but we really were focused on the culture. You know, Detroit, you know, music, art, you know, fashion, the automobile industry. We talked a lot about manufacturing there. And we also talked about the food culture there. And we just get a lot of people in the room together who aren't always in the room together and talk things over. And most recently, what did we do? Montgomery, Alabama, where we participated in the commemoration of the 60th anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott. And as you can imagine, that was a very rich conversation, which was held at Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church, which had been Martin Luther King Jr.'s church when he was senior pastor there. And I just had the remarkable experience, along with our team, of seeing his actual office and looking at his actual Bible and looking at his robe, which still hangs on the hook there in his office there. So all of the conversations are different. And I'm very confident that this one in Pittsburgh will be as interesting and rich as all the others.
And I'm curious about what your perception of Pittsburgh is.
Well, I kind of see, Paul, I got to tell you, I have inside information because my husband is from Pittsburgh.
Ah.
And yes, and my husband was born and raised in Pittsburgh, and we still have a lot of family there. So I kind of feel like I have inside information. So it's not really, so it's, and, you know, we're in and out. We're in and out of Pittsburgh. So it's, so I am not a stranger to your town. It's kind of my town. I claim it through him. And we certainly do keep an eye on things that are happening in Pittsburgh. And it is like a lot of American cities. It has a very rich history. You know, my husband's father was a steel worker. And so we kind of, you know, he grew up with it. In fact, when he was in college at Howard University in the summers, he was still able to go back and in the summers work in the steel mills and make enough money to go back to school. So he is a part of that history. So he's familiar with, I guess, all the social dynamics, right, I would say. And we are, of course, longtime fans of August Wilson and his work, and certainly follow his ideas about Pittsburgh as he saw it. And all the other artists, they're great artists and thinkers who come out of Pittsburgh. I'm familiar with their work. So I guess I kind of feel like I have a little bit of an inside track, but I'm also really excited to hear how other people see Pittsburgh. One of the things that I think is really interesting is that you live in your city as you live in it, right? We all do. I mean, we all do. You probably have more of a window on the city than most because you talk to a whole bunch of people, but most of us, I know I'm from New York, and I know somebody said this to me once, because I was born and raised in New York and then left and then was working in New York as an adult, hadn't lived in New York as an adult. And somebody said to me, you know, nobody lives in New York. Everybody lives in their neighborhood. And hadn't even thought about it before. But I think that's kind of true. So really, that's true of a lot of us. We don't really live in the city. We live in our neighborhood. We talk to the people we talk to. One of the things that's, I think, exciting about these events is that we often get people in the room together who don't have a chance to be in the same room together, talking to each other. And that's the audience as well as the people who are up on stage. And through our social media conversation, which goes on at the same time, we always, always, always have a chat going on a conversation simultaneously going on Twitter that lives, as you know, long after the event is over. We're also having a conversation with people outside of the room. So I will be very interested to hear what they have to say as well.
And the panelists for the event, LaToya Ruby Frazier, William Jenneret, Eve Picker, Tara Sherry Torres, and Chris Ivey, how and why were these panelists chosen?
Well, you know, it's a very, you know, it's really more art than science. I mean, people, this comes up from time to time, because sometimes people, you know, have opinions about who should be on these panels. But while I'm telling you what the event is, I have to tell you what it isn't. It's not a constitutional convention. You know, we're not picking your representatives. We're not writing the Federalist Papers. We are creating an interesting and dynamic evening in collaboration with our partners at the member station about what are some of the issues that are in front of people today that they would like to talk about, that we want to talk about, that are both local and national. And the way that cities are changing is both local and national. And the people that we have assembled for this particular evening are both people who are locally known, but also have some sort of national presence, or they kind of represent ideas that other people are living through. For example, like LaToya Ruby Frazier is a genius. I mean, she's a MacArthur Fellow. I think many people understand that the MacArthur Genius Award is an extremely prestigious award given to people who are working with distinction in a creative field, creative broadly defined. I mean, many scientists, for example, have been awarded these. And we're very interested in what, you know, artists often can say things in a way or through whatever their medium is that need to be said, but they say it in a way that we can hear. Very interested in that. Chris Ivey is a filmmaker. Of course, Eve Picker is a developer. I mean, land use, how we use land, how we preserve it, how we don't preserve it is a very significant issue all over the country, particularly in mature urban areas. Eve Picker is a developer, and she has been, because of her own interesting biography, on both sides of the equation around development. So we felt she had something to offer. Tara Sherry Torres has a very interesting personal biography. She's part Puerto Rican and part Polish, and is from my hometown, Brooklyn, New York. And just some of the things she said about why she moved to Pittsburgh really resonated with us. And William Jenneret, I think, is also kind of on the cutting edge of some of the conversations that people have been having, his own sort of personal journey, having been born in Pittsburgh, having left, having said he would never come back, and having come back, why he came back. So really, I mean, it's almost like a kind of composing a buffet, right? I mean, if you say to yourself, what would be great on that buffet? What would make a wonderful evening? What would be work well together? What kinds of flavors would work well together? That's kind of what we're talking about here. And also drawing on my personal experience about what size of a panel makes for a good evening. Because, you know, I've been a part of a lot of, as you might imagine, I've been doing this for a little while, mm-hmm. doing, you know, broadcasting and journalism of a variety of kinds. And, you know, sometimes you can have panels where you're ticking off every box, but it becomes so unwieldy. Nobody remembers anything that was said. And so, or you can't figure out, like, how does everybody work together? How do you talk to all these people at once? So really our ultimate kind of goal is to have a dynamic and interesting evening out. And I have every confidence that that is what it will be. And also, as I mentioned, our Twitter conversation goes on simultaneously, and that is open to the world. I mean, if you want to join us from Poland, you are welcome. If you want to join us from, you know, if you are a Pittsburgh person, if you are, you know, happen to be vacationing in Finland, we are happy to have you. You can jump on that Twitter and participate. That is open to everybody, as is the audience. It's a public event, and everybody's invited to participate. And we do have a vehicle for public participation. People do have ways to kind of discuss. It's like I say, it's a freewheeling, but enjoyable, hopefully dynamic evening. And it is very different from, I think, you're just not going to have an evening like this anywhere else. I just feel, Paul, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, you're not going to have an evening like this anywhere else. I hope you don't plan to miss it. I hope you have no other plans for that evening, because I think it'll be really sad.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
None whatsoever, Michelle. It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Weekend All Things Considered host Michelle Martin, who is coming to Pittsburgh for NPR Presents Going There with Michelle Martin, Reinventing the American City, an evening of conversation and performance at the August Wilson Center on March 8th. We are in a presidential election, and this is something of which I'm sure you are very well aware. Our country is seemingly pretty well divided on a number of issues. And you are focused a great deal on the primaries as part of NPR's coverage. What impressions are you coming away with, Michelle?
Well, you know, I have to be honest, there's just a level of discourse that is very different from what I have experienced previously as a journalist. And I've been doing this for a while. I mean, it's a level of, how can I put it? Verbal combat, let me put it that way, that I have seen in other countries, but that I have not generally seen here. And it is very interesting to watch. I know that at times people are very disheartened by it. I know from certainly the mail that we get, but some people are invigorated by it. I mean, some people feel that, you know, finally somebody is saying something that they feel and think. Other people are saying that, you know, that is the purpose of home training, so that you don't say exactly what is in your mind, what is in your head at any given time. So it's a very, I don't know, I think we're going to all look back on this as being a very different experience. But I don't think, it's just too soon for us to really understand what it means. There's just, but the tone of it, you're right, you're the tone of it, you're right, is very different than what we have typically seen in public discourse in this country for quite some time. I mean, I am reminded, though, you know, look, I'm in Washington, D.C., and I am reminded of the fact that, you know, there were times that people, you know, there were people who attacked each other with canes on the House floor back in the day. There were duels. I mean, if you followed the story of Hamilton, that award-winning Broadway play that Lin-Manuel Miranda has produced, it just kind of won a Grammy. It is just breaking all kinds of records, where he follows the story of Alexander, you know, Hamilton, and really kind of reminds us of just how bare knuckles, you know, politics was back then. So in that context, sort of maybe a little different. But certainly since I've been doing this job, I mean, we're all used to, if you cover politics, Paul, and I know you know you talk to people all the time,
sure.
You talk to all kinds of people all the time, that, you know, sort of behind the scenes, people say everything. I think what's different is make all kinds of accusations and say all kinds of things about all kinds of people. What's different now is that people are saying these things out loud, and it just is a different feeling. Now, as to the voters themselves, I know that our polling suggests, which is just one tool, I mean, it's not, you know, the be-all and end-all by any means. It does suggest that people are more polarized on a lot of these issues. But I have to ask again, is this a situation where people have been encouraged to see themselves in these stark terms, or that's kind of where they were anyway? I mean, that's the piece of it that, to me, isn't really clear. You know, are they leading or are they following? Who's leading whom? That's the piece of it that I'm not, you know. And the other thing I have to say, you know, honestly, you know, there's how people behave in groups. Like, I remember the Tea Party summer, where people were screaming at people, all kinds of, you know, there were these big raucous town halls and people were screaming at each other. And, you know, we'd call people up and say, hey, do you mind, you know, come by the studio. Let's talk about this a little bit more. No screaming. So, you know, you get people in a different context. They behave very differently. So, you know, people would call me up and they'd say, or they'd email us and they'd say, why do you have these people on your show? They're screaming and yelling, yada, yada, yada. I said, well, they're not screaming at me because I'm asking them very nicely to tell me how they feel. So in a different context, people do behave differently. I mean, that's what's so interesting to me about this year is, you know, what would happen if some of the variables changed? I mean, we certainly have enough to keep us busy, Paul, don't we?
Yeah, I think we do.
Right?
And well,
right?
I'm curious. Yes, you are right.
We're not bored at all, are we?
No. But as you, Michelle, as you host these events, are you seeing more commonalities or are you seeing more division?
You know, Paul, I just have to be honest. I feel a lot of times what you find is what you go looking for. And if you go looking for division, you will find it. If you look for commonalities, you will find it. Very often, it really is a question of what you're looking for. Now, if you ask me what people say to me, I think very often what I see is a hunger for people to understand each other better in a way that they perhaps do not. I see that many people are really looking for somebody to be a bridge. They're looking for somebody to help them understand what they don't understand, and they're not necessarily finding it. And I know that a lot of people come to these events and feel grateful to have the opportunity to connect with people that they otherwise would not have the chance to be in the room with. Apologies to my English teachers for the grammar ending my sentence with a preposition. But so there's a sense of kind of gratitude. There's a sense of wistfulness. Sometimes there's a sense of sadness that there are not more opportunities for people to connect with people across different lines. But I will also be honest with you, and I will tell you that at some of these events, there are people who really do not want to be in the same room together. And they're only there because I ask them to. And that is true, too.
Wow.
That is true, too.
Has that erupted in any particular fireworks?
Well, Paul, I'm pretty good at keeping people on track in terms of being, my standard for public discourse might be different from other people's, but I like it to be a room where everybody feels that they can say what they need to say in a, you know, civility is a core value here at NPR. I think we all agree on that, don't we? And we believe that, you know, people ought to be able to have civil conversations, even about things that are very hard to talk about. And so far, we've been able to achieve that. And I'm really grateful to all of our panelists and our audience members for adhering to that standard. But sure, I mean, people feel strongly about certain things. And they, I feel, have a right to express them. But, you know, there's also a saying, you know, your right to swing your fist ends at my nose, right? And I think our standard is that we, you know, there are certain standards of civil discourse that we are going to adhere to. And so far, we've managed to do that. And I have no reason to believe that Pittsburgh is going to be any different. I think it's going to be a very lively, rich conversation. And honestly, and I'm not bragging. I'm really not. I hope it doesn't come off that way. But I feel that oftentimes the main thing that people express to us is a sense of gratitude. Thank you for having this kinds of conversation. I don't have any other place to have these kinds of conversations. I'm not hearing this conversation anywhere else. Or this is the kind of thing I talk to my friends about, but I don't have anybody else to talk about these things with. Or I've never met a person who thinks this way, and this is my opportunity to hear this person, and I feel grateful for that. So I am really looking forward to it and really looking forward to greeting you and being hosted by the station. And I think it's going to be a great evening. And I think that people are going to be really glad to get these kinds of to say some things that need to be said, but also to hear from some exciting people who are really on the cutting edge of doing this kind of important work.
Michelle Martin, Going There, Reinventing the American City at the August Wilson Center is sold out. Michelle Martin, what a pleasure it's been talking with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you, Paul. Look forward to seeing you.
More Essential Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESA.